I could have become a mass murderer after I hacked my governor module, but then I realized I could access the combined feed of entertainment channels carried on the company satellites. It had been well over 35,000 hours or so since then, with still not much murdering, but probably, I don't know, a little under 35,000 hours of movies, serials, books, plays, and music consumed. As a heartless killing machine, I was a terrible failure. That's the opening paragraph from All Systems Red, The Murderbot Diaries by Martha Wells. Now, Scott McNulty in episode 377 of The Incomparable recommended this as part of our autumn reading list last year, and it was nominated for a Hugo and Nebula Award for Best Novella, and I did get to it after we did our Hugo's episode. I went on vacation, and I read The Murderbot Diaries, All Systems Red. So here's the thing. I think there's a huge marketing problem in calling this The Murderbot Diaries. Murderbots, it's a great name, like a murderbot. Tell us more. Why does a murderbot have diaries? I found it a little misleading in that it's not really about a murderbot per se. It is about a sentient artificial life form, although kind of cyborg or a whatever, a Grobic, the backward cyborg. It's like a robot with organic parts built onto it, so it's a reverse cyborg. Anyway, and it likes movies and TV shows and stuff like that, and occasionally it needs to kill people. And really what the story is about is it's a kind of aliens-like story about people on a planet, and they have this murder bot that is with them mandatorily for security, and it's basically just watching TV shows and stuff. And what's really interesting is that they think of it as this robot that's a killing machine. So they think it's a murder bot. But at one point, basically through various exciting, adventurous kind of means where it saves their lives, it personalizes the murder bot. They see its organic shell. It looks like a person, even though they know it's a murder bot. And I thought that was by far the most interesting thing about this book, is that this is not a story about a murder bot after all. That's the twist. It's about a creature that has been sort of purposefully disassociated with the rest of its crew by being designated as inhuman and just a murder bot, when in fact it has thoughts and feelings and it can bleed. It's still a robot-ish, and John Syracuse can tell us if it's a robot or not, but it's robot-ish, definitely, with some kind of organic exterior. I found this book remarkably entertaining. It's got all the levels that you kind of want in terms of adventure, plus interesting character interaction, some humor. I think it really works well. I could really visualize it. I think this is very much the definition of a quick, fun read. It's very short. Amazon calculates its official page count at about 150 pages, and it's generally on sale for a very low price, something like $3 or $4. Now, I am now going to say something that extends a little bit beyond this particular story, which is that there are apparently three more entries in the Murderbot Diaries, one which is out now, and I think two that are coming out. They are additionally 150, 160 page works, and the publisher is charging $10 each for them, which means essentially for a thing the size of a novel, you will be spending $40 or maybe $35, $33. And I got to be honest, as much as I like this, I'm not spending $10 for another little novella. I think that that is a misstep on their part. I hope that they put it on sale. I would buy it again for $4. I'd be happy to do that. But I think it's a little bit much and a little bit of a pushing of the sort of Kindle single format to take such a small connected set of works. As far as I can tell, this is basically a four-part novel. And charge $10 for parts 2, 3, and 4. So I was kind of a little bugged by that. I will wait it out. I would love to read more about Murderbot. Interesting character, even though the name, like I said, made me think this story was going to be something that it isn't. So if you're intrigued by stories about artificial intelligence creations that have feelings and are trying to figure out their place in society and how humans react to them, plus there's a bunch of shooting and action and stuff like that, and mystery on an alien planet. All that's good stuff. And the first part is self-contained enough, I guess, that, you're not going to feel sad if you get to the end and say, that was fun, but I don't want to pay $10 for part two. I certainly don't either. Anyway, The Murderbot Diaries, all systems red. I recently read it, and it was pretty good. So what I'm saying is Scott was right.